Okay, let's go to the movies. I chose for Let's Go to the Movies this week two documentary series originally done for television that are very useful in helping you understand what is happening in the North American economy right now. The first one is called The Seven Wonders of the Industrial World, and it was produced by the BBC, and it is the story of seven remarkable engineering or infrastructure projects that were financed. Most of them are 19th century. The Hoover Dam is 20th century, but it gives you a sense of the power and importance of major engineering feats to the development of the economy, the development of places, and the development geopolitically of different sovereign governments and empires. The second one is called Engineering and Empire, which is much longer. It was produced by the History Channel. It's not of the same quality of Seven Wonders of the Industrial World, but it does a very good job of marching you through the relationship between major in engineering and infrastructure and the development of different empires throughout the ages. And part of what you're seeing now in North America with the sort of building of a high, a distributed manufacturing capability that is taking advantage of a series of different developments. One in robotics, one in fabrication technology. 3D printing is one of the more commonly known developments in fabrication, and one in material sciences. And when you take these three together, you're talking about an absolute revolution in manufacturing, and you combine it with what is being also done in parallel in the in energy and domestic greater domestic provision of oil and gas and renewable energy, and what's being done in agriculture. And you are coming into the building of a whole new infrastructure. Now, we have yet to see exactly how all this is going to unfold, but we see many of the bits and pieces of it. And when you look at what's being developed here, it's very helpful, I think, to go back and look at how empires have grappled with building these kinds of infrastructures and building the kind of manufacturing they need to accomplish their purpose. And Dr. Farrell and I talk a little bit and speculate a little bit about what that purpose may be. I think some of that purpose is going to the next stage of the privatized effort to really build out into space. We see Silicon Valley entrepreneurs talking about mining asteroids, and if you look at what's happening in the mining industry on planet Earth, actually it makes a lot more sense than you might think. The other reason I wanted to recommend these to you, particularly Seven Wonders of the Industrial World, is that I think one of the most unfortunate aspects of the one-way mirror and so much secrecy around the black budget is that the great feats of engineering and many of the greatest inventions and accomplishments that are going on this planet are secret. And so we don't get to celebrate them. We don't get to be proud of them. I'll never forget in the early days of the space program when we put a man on the moon or when we would accomplish various things in the NASA program, you really felt the pride of being part of something that was another step forward in the development of the human, of the human civilization. And we don't get that sense of pride these days. In the Seven Wonders of the Industrial World, there is one story of the seven that is by far my favorite. And it's the story of Robert Stevenson, grandfather of Robert Louis Stevenson, who most people know, the author, who sort of invented and persuaded and for the commitments to be made to build the Bell Rock Lighthouse in Scotland. And I think he led the effort starting the year after literally 70 ships had floundered or crashed on the Bell Rock. And it's an absolutely remarkable story of the power of intellect and the power of vision and the power of the kind of imagination that John Rappaport talks about, and of what one person can do to literally make an extraordinary and dramatic contribution to the human race and to the economy. Because imagine all the businesses and how much money and lives are lost when 70 ships get shipwrecked. And that's only in, I think it was, that was only in 1 year. So we're talking about a world where one engineer can literally, envision and implement a project, and it can make an enormous difference to countless lives, countless families, a country, and many, many businesses. And I would love to see us live in that world again, where we could envision doing that, and where we could have alignment between communities and people and businesses sufficient that not only can we do those things, but we can be inspired by them and we can celebrate them as a society. So I found it extraordinarily inspiring to watch, and I would just pray that we take the time to understand and celebrate some of those accomplishments today, because they're certainly happening, but we don't see them and we don't celebrate them in the way I think that we once did. So if you feel like doing it, I would check these out, particularly Seven Wonders of the Industrial World from the BBC.